So you guys met July 17th, 1990. Did the musical mesh happen instantly? Is that?
No, I hadn't written my first song yet. It wasn't until 6-8 years later that we started working together. I had joined a band in Manhattan as a backup singer, and then I wrote my first song in 96 and then started a band. And that's how it happened.
Well, I wasn't supposed to be. I didn't want to be in the band at first because I thought we were dating at the time, and I thought, oh, this is a bad idea. This is going to ruin a good thing. And, I couldn't have been more wrong.
And then he saw the caliber of musicians I found. There was Kirk Brewster, who was from a Dallas, Texas refugee band called the Werewolves. And he's alive. He's still in Manhattan. And he was my lead guitar player, and we had a drummer and a bass player. And then he said, hey, how about if you don't have to play acoustic guitar and just sing? I go, well, who's going to play acoustic? I was still clueless. And he goes, me. I go, well, just remember, you hired yourself. But it's been great collaboration, and 4 CDs later, and it's just, it's a dream come true. Yeah.
The title song in the latest CD, Worth It.
Yeah.
That's sort of an inspirational song to someone? That you are worth taking care of yourself?
Yeah, it's about self-worth, you know. I mean, I did write it for a friend who I just found that he just lost a lot of self-worth with relationships that he had been in. I guess people are used to being treated badly sometimes. And it was like, gosh, what are you worth? Why do you let people treat you that way? And so this song just poured out, and it really started to develop itself, as a lot of people go through that, and they tend to go towards the dark side of, gravitate towards people that don't really treat them with respect, but maybe that's how they feel about themselves. And so that's where that song title came from, was You're Worth It. And I always like to have some positive titles, like Firebird was after the Stravinsky ballet with a half woman, half, you know, just rising up from the ashes, the phoenix. This one was definitely, there was no question of what it would have been titled when I wrote that song.
Mm-hmm. Now you have a lot of musical influences, and there's a lot of different styles that sort of blend together in your music. Is that difficult to do, taking all those just different influences that you've had over your life, you know, from your family, from people you've met in other places?
Well, no, I'm a bit schizophrenic. No. Now, growing up in San Antonio, man, if you really think of the artists that came from there, like Doug Somm and Rosie Flores, Steve Earle was born there, Alejandro Escovedo, and right now it's just... you can hear gothic rockabilly coming out of San Antonio. So it was a big mixed bag, the mariachis and with the Spanish and Mexican culture and where the music came from German and Poland and Irish immigrants. And so just growing up listening to that big mesh of music and such a hybrid, my music just happened to just come out this way because I didn't want it just to be country style or, you know, certain style. And to preserve my culture as a Mexican American, I just felt this got to be bilingual. And the Cruzados from East LA were a huge influence because Tito Lariva, the singer, who eventually wrote music for my brother's films like Desperado from Dusk Till Dawn, he's from El Paso, Texas. So he's a Texan. He was born there. So again, that mix. I was like, wow, I would love to, you know, a blueprint of my music to be like his that is bilingual.
You, are writing a song with Alejandro Escovedo?
Yeah,
right?
Just yesterday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were in Austin. I had a meeting room at the Drisco Hotel. He walked in with his guitar, and it was like a dream come true. So, I would love my next album, to be all co-writes with some of my favorite artists, and he's one of them.